It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
Protect your skin this summer in a healthy way. We're going to get the skinny on how to protect yourself from lots of different things that can hurt your skin. Right, David?
That's right. And when you said skinny, is that what made you think of me?
I said skin.
Oh. Since I'm working on it. But I'll tell you, with going out in the sun this summer, I mean, we're all going out to the beach or to the lake and doing things. And so I'm excited to bring on our next guest because we're going to hit on a topic that concerns all of us. Really, it should concern us all year round, not just in the summer. But Sherry Torkis is not only a pharmacist, she's an author of 16 books. I can't imagine reading 16 books that quick, but let alone writing them. She's a certified fitness instructor, a health enthusiast, and more importantly, a mom of a three-year-old boy. So, Sherry, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
We're excited because one of the topics we're talking about is just, you know, we all go outside and you have some exposure to the skin. Lisa and I have talked about all kinds of sunscreens and stuff, but you talk about chronic UV exposure, how it creates wrinkles or splotchy pigmentation, rough skin. We talk about it with aging. What do you define as chronic UV exposure?
Well, we're not talking about just going out for, you know, a bike ride or a walk and getting a little bit of sun, but people that bask in the sun, don't wear sunscreen, have had a lot of sunburn. In fact, just having one sunburn can actually increase your risk of having skin cancer. And as well, from a cosmetology type perspective, if you are getting frequent sunburns, you're damaging your skin. You're going to develop pigmented areas in the skin, brown spots, age spots, sun spots, whatever you call them, and you're going to be more prone to getting wrinkling, deep wrinkles that, you know, a lot of people are running to clinics today. They're trying for Botox and all of these things, and yet if you're proactive and you're careful in the sun, eat the right foods, maybe take some supplements, use your sunscreen wisely, then you can save yourself a lot of money down the road, and your health will be in a better state.
So let me ask you, though, we talk about, now you're saying chronic, and there is some damage with your first sunburn, but is any amount of exposure good for you?
Well, if you talk to most dermatologists, they will say stay out of the sun, and, you know, the sun's rays are harmful. I mean, there's a few different schools of thought on this. I mean, a little bit of sun is certainly okay and does give you, helps your body make that very important nutrient, vitamin D, but it's when you're in the sun, in really hot sun during peak time, and you're not protected, and your skin turns reddish, that is UV damage. So even if you don't get an outright sunburn, if your skin gets red, that is damaging effects. The sun's penetrating UV radiation. It can actually penetrate deep within layers of your skin, and it's not just the soreness and the peeling that you experience, but there are damages that occur at the cellular level that are going to make you more prone to wrinkles and also skin cancer. And it's really, it's your lifetime exposure. So yeah, you know, an occasional reddening of the skin, is that going to make you more prone to cancer? It's really hard to say because there's a lot of factors that come into play when we're talking skin cancer. It's your family history, your personal history, your amount of sun exposure, your type of skin. Some people have very fair skin, very pale skin. It burns easily in the sun. People that have blue eyes or even gray eyes, red hair, blonde hair. If you have a lot of freckles, a lot of moles, that skin type is more prone to problems down the road.
You know, Sherry, one of the things we like to talk about on the show is using foods and other ingredients. And, you know, again, the title of the show, Beauty from the Inside Out or Beauty Inside Out. Talk to us about that. I should know the title of the show. That was embarrassing.
You know, and I love the idea that, you know, certain foods can actually help to protect us from the sun. For example, there's been research on an antioxidant in tomatoes called lycopene, showing that having a certain amount of that lycopene in your system, either from food or from supplements, can actually help to protect you against UV damage. Green tea, dark chocolate, blueberries, these are all foods that have certain antioxidants that can protect you. So I always believe in a holistic approach. So eat some of these foods. Use your sunscreen wisely. I know there are a lot of people that are concerned about some of the chemicals in sunscreen. You know, in our family, we do use the natural sunscreens that have the zinc in them. I just find that, we don't have any issues with reactions. My three-year-old, I was concerned about putting chemical sunscreen on him, so I used the physical sunscreen, which is the zinc, and the wide-brim hat, the sunglasses, that's all really helpful.
Yep. No, I agree with you. And talk to us now, you know, if some of our listeners as teenagers may, let's face it, we were all younger, they didn't have all these warnings about laying out in the sun. So they lay out in the sun, they think, geez, there's not really a problem. But now the clock has been turned ahead and they see the damage it's done. Are there any foods you could suggest that may help us? I know you and I were speaking before the show a little bit about vitamin C because it's such a powerful antioxidant. But what other foods would you suggest that we could eat, that, and including vitamin C, that could help us?
Yeah, foods that are rich in vitamin C, obviously we think of citrus fruits, but also the bell peppers. Berries are a very great source of vitamin C, so strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, the more berries. I mean, berries are just so good for overall health. They're good for your heart, great for your skin. So all of those things that are high in vitamin C. Vitamin C topically is helpful as well, if you can buy a vitamin C serum. And then there's something else that you can take in supplement form that is very effective to kind of repair some of that skin damage and improve wrinkles and lines, and that's it's called BioCell Collagen. And BioCell Collagen, that's just an ingredient name, so it's sold by a lot of different companies. You know, you'll see it by, I don't know, Vitamin Shop and Twin Lab, Sangster's. There's a lot of different companies that have it, but this BioCell Collagen is actually a clinically studied form of collagen. It's a highly absorbable form of collagen. And it supports your connective tissue. So connective tissue, we're talking about joints and skin. And this is something I actually came across when I was researching on, I was writing a little paper on osteoarthritis. And, you know, something a lot of people have, degenerative joint disease. And I was reading about how it helps to strengthen and support, improve joint health, mobility. But, you know, they found out when they were doing studies on this that, interestingly, it provides skin benefits as well. And there's been a number of studies, actually one, it was in the Journal of Clinical Interventions in Aging, and it found that people that were supplementing with this BioCell collagen, and this was a group of women, they had significant improvements in the health of their skin, less lines, less wrinkles, less dryness.
It really does
help to boost.
Collagen and elastin is what supports your skin and gives it, you know, firmness and elasticity. The problem is as we age, our body doesn't produce as much collagen. Matter of fact, we lose about 10 or 15% per year. But as we get to about 40, it produces about 15% less. By the age of 60, our body produces 45% less than we used to when we were younger.
Exactly. And that's why,
so
you know, as
fabulous.
We age, our skin will start to sag naturally because we do have less collagen. And then if you add to the mix, exposure to sun, working in harsh environments, really extreme heat or extreme cold, that takes a toll on the skin as well. So, you know, again, I really believe in this holistic focus, eating foods that help to support good skin health, vitamin C, vitamin E, have some tomatoes, green tea, garlic, berries, all of that great stuff. From a supplemental perspective, the BioCell collagen, from what I've seen, the research is very exciting, very positive. Not only great for your skin, but also great for your joints as well. And then you also want to make sure you're staying hydrated. This time of year, as we're into the summer months, sometimes people don't realize just how much fluids they need to drink, and you want to, if you're going to be active, you're perspiring outside, make sure you're replenishing that water because your skin looks best when you're hydrated. Once you get dehydrated, that skin starts to look the effects of that.
Definitely. And you've given us some great things to think about because even the first sunburn, as you said, can start causing the damage, even result in cancer if we're not careful. And I agree with you. A lot of the supplements and a lot of incorporating them into your diet and even topically, a vitamin C serum, I'm a big proponent of L-ascorbic acid on the skin topically. We've seen great research with it in repairing the skin and even reversing a lot of the damage. The BioCell collagen is incredible as a supplement as well. And things high in hyaluronic acid, because the hyaluronic acid is what surrounds the collagen and elastin, so it'll help protect it in the skin. So anything with that, whether internally as well as externally, are great, great items to incorporate.
And I should mention, in the BioCell collagen, they do have some hyaluronic acid along with the collagen. So that's one of the other active ingredients. And as you mentioned, hyaluronic acid is you know, just super important for good skin health. And I think, you know, when we're looking, too, about taking care of little ones, you know, ideally keeping them protected with the wide-brimmed hats and the sunglasses and the protective clothing. Again, a little sun exposure is okay, but if you notice that their skin is turning red, then you got to bring them indoors, get them out of the sun, and be proactive.